that Mississippi, surrounded by.
Yeah, welcome back. I'm connected to Stevie, you know. His parents were 513 babies. Yeah. To keep him strong. That's probably why I'm so funky and full of soul, right? It's the 513 thing. That's what it is. Oh, dear.
I could see it, man.
No, I used to love May, but it's September for me now, baby. I don't know. That is such a nice month.
Oh,
it could go on forever, right? You said we had a caller.
Yeah, we do. It's Mary, and we'll bring her on now.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Pizza Box. Thanks for your on-point sharing on so many topics. Like you, I felt sick at the verdict, you know, and I, being a functional thinking, that of trying to see the root of a problem, whatever the problem is, you know, when you ask what happened to humanity and empathy, I think one of the reasons, and probably a major one, is that aggression is rooted in fear and cowardice. You know, and I'm also an environmentalist like you, and I think a lot about global warming and climate change. And even though I'm an optimist, you know, I think that within a few generations at the most, none of this is going to matter. And I wish that people would be putting their energies and resources into fighting global warming. Keep up the good work, Mike.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I know. It's discouraging as hell. I haven't held up much hope for America, and you know, it's the last, Wisconsin didn't help 2011 on, but then, you know, 2015 on, leading into the 2016 election, I saw the wheels coming off. I'm like, this ain't going to work out. People were really hoping this time. Well, yeah, next time. 4 years later, and a lot of people have suffered and died since then. You know?
Yeah.
They don't believe in human rights, okay? But there's a reason why there's so many of these people around, Mary. I mean, we really got to admit, right, that they're the descendants of the bastards that came before us doing this. You know, whether it was Columbus or whoever, you know, whichever franchise came over here, because that's what they were like. We're a franchise, you know, we're going to expand. It's just...
Look, Mary brings up, I mean, she's spot on, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting to me that you can motivate so many people with fear to do these other crazy things, but we can't motivate them with fear about the planet dying.
Yeah, like real stuff.
Right.
Like the important stuff. It's
selective fear. Great. That's so puzzling as a human being. I just don't get it, man.
Yeah, someday they might understand that being a tree hugger would have been a good idea, because I'm noticing more and more every day. I see them going down. I don't see any new ones coming up. Anybody? The only ones that they're being like replanted are the ones that they're planting to kill and use for whatever. But what? I mean, seriously? And all that stuff my mom gets in the mail every day? Just advertiser stuff that, you know, I don't care if recycled, whatever. Stop killing trees, man. Don't be stupid. You know, the more corn and soy that you guys want to put in, and I've seen a couple more that are scheduled to be, you know, cut down and filled in. They already started breaking off the big branches going down the side, and now they'll go back and cut them all down and get all the stumps and roots out of there, and there'll be, you know, another 8-10 rows of corn for somebody. Useless stuff. Like Mary said, you know, in 10, 20, 30 years, none of this stuff matters anymore. And that's why the virtual money, because cash ain't going to be worth jack. It weighs too much. You know, if you're going to go to space, you got to have like the virtual stuff, man. Didn't you know that? Yeah, let's do the Star Wars thing. I mean, people are crazy. And now I'm watching, the search for Planet B. Really? Yeah, you want to find another Earth out there because this one wasn't good enough for us? Or you know that it's dying? Or that you're not willing to change your habits to save the planet? No, man. What, are you afraid you're going to freeze or something? I saw these. There's a solar field going in. I'm like, it's out by McFarland, man.
Okay.
And it must be this one that I see advertising on billboards too. But I mean, I'm like, look at this. This is huge. And I'm like, what's going on here? And he goes, solar. And I'm like, wow, that's kind of cool. I mean, we're talking, I don't know, at least 80 acres, something like that. That's better than seeing, you know, power lines going up. I'm still ticked off at the energy companies apparently decided to take down all the eagle's nests and ospreys and owl's nests that are on top of the power lines that run from Lake Kiganza State Park all the way through Stoughton to the hospital. They're all gone.
Hmm.
I mean, they put the platform on the top of these things years ago so that they could build their nests there. But what would be the reason that they're doing that? And I think that they're finally ready after cutting down the trees at the state park and all the brush and, you know, hundreds of years of growth all the way through town and beyond, is for new power lines that they're putting in or something. Some kind of new, just what we need, right? What are they going to do next year? So they got to try and rebuild again? Those things, if you go up north, you'll see the ones on the Great Lakes where the eagles are. The nests have been in these trees for, I don't know how long. They look like a giant hornet's nest or something. I mean, I could sit in there with the eagles.
Yeah, you probably would.
Well, you know, if they saw me enough and we talked a few times, probably.
I think you could build trust with them, man. Because animals, you know, they sense.
I've been watching some just outrageous stuff with people online. You know, these films of people with lions and cougars, mm-hmm. and different types of animals, like cats that would normally eat something like this. Bird jumps on its back and they're friends and stuff. This is a crazy world, man.
Huh.
But I wanted to mention Joe Manchin.
They can get along, but we...
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Joe Manchin, right?
Yep.
Because we, you know, he's the guy that we got to worry about for this soft infrastructure. You wimpy people don't need anything. But he said this country is center right. And I'm like, wow, man. No, Joe, you're center wrong. How's that sound? Huh? If right is wrong, then center is center wrong. It's not... And left is correct, which it is, because it's all about what this great country was supposed to be founded on, this belief that everybody has a equal opportunity and chance to come here, and there's no discrimination, all these wonderful things.
It's all selective, isn't it? Now that we keep talking about it, you select those things, and then you select the freedom part, but then you forget about all the other parts that you don't want to think about.
They're sacrificing their freedoms.
It's amazing, man.
You know, you look at these people that are like, you know, you can't force me to get vaccinated. Well, it's too bad you weren't back around in the 60s and 70s and common sense said, hey, let's get rid of polio, measles, and smallpox, baby. And all you guys that are my age that are pretending like you didn't get vaccinated back then, you lie. You lie. Unless you didn't go to school, which that's quite possible, too. You're pretty ignorant. But Manchin is center wrong, and so is anybody that listens to any of that garbage. And that goes for listening to that corporate media, which there's, you know, just they're all in the same boat, man. I can't watch any of them for more than just a couple minutes just to see, you know, what I gotta see, and then it's like just repeated over and over and over again. And most of the times when they talk about things that are kind of traumatic for American people, they're smiling and stuff. They're like these, oh, isn't that neat? You know, they look like Muppets to me.
Can we just say one quick thing on that? Because I have some friends who work in the media and local levels, right? And they do a good job. So, you know, a lot of your local media that just does like news programs, not trying to do 24-hour programs, they don't need to make up that stuff and do all that extra crap. I think there's still good people working in the industry there.
Well, and there's good people that are listening to this show, because I just went and had lunch with a couple ladies yesterday who listened to the show and left a message, wanted to know what more can we do, you know, to try and turn this around. And by gum, we had a nice conversation and a salad. Thank you, ladies. And that's how we're going to do it. We're going to branch out. You got to start talking to your friends. You got to fight back. After watching this Rittenhouse thing, if you don't have it in you to stand up for what's right, you probably never will. And that's what happened in Germany. And that's where, you know, it's, you know what, it's just years later, a little more modernized, right? Not the same as World War II. But anyway, thanks for listening. Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Signing out, man.